Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Time to wrap up the week with a Thanksgiving Eve edition.
That's right.
Of the morning show. Mm-hmm. Have your host, James Jam, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhacker.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Let's go ahead and kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing good here. Mm-hmm. Doing good. How are you guys doing? How are you doing over there, Brittany?
Pretty good. Pretty frosty. You know, the usual. Cloudy.
Does anybody feel a little on guard with Thanksgiving tomorrow? Like, I don't mean in a bad way. Mm-hmm. Just mean just a little like, okay, it's almost like what they talk about in sports where you're thinking ahead. You're not focused on the team this week. You're focused on next week.
Right.
I feel like we're
not supposed to do that. You know?
Yeah. Trying not to. We've got today to get through. And what is it going to look like, Mother Nature wise, Brittany?
Well, we're going to be probably mostly cloudy today and tomorrow. We do have nice calm winds today, so we're actually going to feel like about 32 degrees for a high. And then tomorrow, we slide to about 30, but the winds start to whip as a cold front moves in on Thanksgiving. So we will be feeling gusts around 20 to 30 miles per hour, slapping wind chills on top of that, probably feeling more like 20 degrees for highs. So it starts to get blustery, and that only progressively gets worse into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. High temperatures are going to struggle to get to 20 degrees.
Oof.
It's going to be frigid with overnight lows in the single digits, and it's going to be blustery and windy still on Friday, Saturday, and even into Sunday. So we could see our first cold weather alerts go out. We'll see about that, but just remember to one heavy layer isn't always the best. You want to avoid sweating in these situations because then hypothermia can creep up.
Mm-hmm.
So layer. That's the key today.
All right.
I'm just not built for this, man. I was born and raised in the Midwest. I've spent 90% of my life with this, and it doesn't like me. The Midwest, I don't know if it. I love the Midwest, but I don't know if it likes me. Gotta get used to it. It's the time where we live in shacks. We're just going from building to building. That's right. We're trying to get to our car as fast as we can to get to the next building and just get inside.
That's what
we're doing. Brittany, we appreciate you, and we are thankful for you and your forecast. Thanks for keeping us and our community up to date on these things. Have yourself a great Thanksgiving. We'll get together on Monday.
Oh, thank you guys. I'm so thankful for you too. And you guys have a wonderful one.
Take care, Britt. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Bye. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. She'll be back with us on Monday. You'll be able to hear her forecast, of course, throughout the week here and the next couple of days and weekend. We will get into our schedule and what's up and coming for you because we've got good stuff lined up for you.
We do.
We will be here, just not be here.
In spirit.
Yeah.
In voice, we will be here. Previously recorded.
Yeah. Got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. And we're talking a lot of turkey today, everybody. We're talking a lot of Thanksgiving.
All right.
We got the peak stress time for when you are on the road. What Americans plan to eat for Thanksgiving? The most popular Thanksgiving sides.
Okay.
Thanksgiving nonsense. We have a bunch of just random facts and stats for you about
as opposed to our regular nonsense. Yeah, yes. This is Thanksgiving nonsense.
Specific.
Yes.
We have some entertainment news for you as well. I got a couple fun ones here, actually. 15 fun facts about Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Ooh.
I want to get into that one. What's new on your small screen, new on your big screen this weekend? And we will also got, we had this one from the other day, TV characters who would make the worst Thanksgiving guests. Who would be the worst guess? And we got a couple of other fun ones lined up for you. Some good stories of the day and plenty to talk about schedule-wise, not just here at the stations with us and our sister station, WIRI.
Yeah.
But in town, we've got some great events going on, including one today, everybody.
One of my favorites.
We're excited about it. We'll be talking about all of that coming up. But I want to kick off the show with this one right here. We are approaching the pinnacle of pie season. I don't pretend to know this. I happen to be very good friends with the head of the Pie Council. And there's a reason we have Seth in today.
Right.
Because, as we lead into Thanksgiving, we want to be able to give people the accurate information when it comes to pies. And Seth is the king of pies.
Real facts right here,
yeah,
people.
Real fan of pies.
Real stuff.
A new poll asked people what their favorite Thanksgiving pie is, Seth.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, not surprisingly, pumpkin pie.
That's not a surprise at all.
Number one with 29% of the vote.
Yep.
Apple was second with 20%, followed by pecan 14%. Sweet potato at 9%.
I think they should have done it as two different pies, pecan or pecan. Yes, absolutely. How they pronounce
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Chocolate at 9%.
What? Chocolate?
Chocolate pie. I don't know.
Okay.
And cherry at 5%.
Oh, cherry should be above chocolate.
I don't feel like I've had chocolate pie. I don't know what that is even.
Pudding? French silk pie. That's chocolate,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
but
that's good.
Then just say French silk pie. Don't just say chocolate pie.
I'm not talking about like the extremes, like dark chocolate and regular chocolate. Mm-hmm. But can you tell the difference between German and Swiss chocolate and all these things?
Boy, if you can, you're good.
Yeah,
because I don't know if I could.
I can't. No. I can't. And I love chocolate.
Chocolate tastes like chocolate.
I mean, I don't know if there's one. I had somebody ask me once, which would you prefer? And I'm like, the dark one. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you can tell the difference about if the chocolate is darker. You know, that you can tell because it's more bitter, right?
Yeah,
the more cocoa that's in it, it's a bit more bitter. But I'm still fuzzy on the whole difference between like German chocolate cake and regular.
It's Swiss.
French
silk.
Whatever. I don't know.
I would love to know the difference, though.
Right.
And I want samples. I want samples. Yeah.
More importantly, we need to taste this so we can understand the differences.
Dark chocolate's one of those things I get in my head. I guarantee you at some point today, I am going to be having a dark chocolate candy bar or something at some point. It gets in my
Grab
head.
Grab a few chocolate chips or something, a handful of those. That'll do it.
Oh, those are good. Pumpkin was the most popular with women and the West and the Midwest, so most popular here.
Not a surprise.
And it's much more popular with older adults than Gen Zers and millennials. The difference is so stark that apple pie could be the most popular Thanksgiving pie in the future.
Ooh.
There has also been signs that we're getting a little bit tired of pumpkin spice and everything, and that pumpkin pie is taking some of the fallout from this.
Which is not fair. Totally not fair.
Look, it's a holiday week. You know, we're trying to get through.
Man.
I'm not trying to be all stressful or tense or get on my soapbox, but this is wrong, people.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice and pumpkin pie are two completely separate things.
Right. You use pumpkin spice in pumpkin pie. That was the original use of pumpkin spice is in pumpkin pie.
It is not fair.
Nope.
It's not right.
No.
Please, please leave pumpkin pie alone. Yes. It didn't hurt anybody. It's just trying to do its thing.
It is. It's trying to be popular. It's sitting there, and now everyone's like, I'm done with pumpkin pie because all this pumpkin spice lattes, you know?
I'm trying to think because I really love pumpkin pie. I can't stress how much I love pumpkin pie.
I think we've established that, yeah.
I can't imagine what would happen to me for me not to like it. Like, I would be that tired of pumpkin spice lattes, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's kind of on you. I mean, I feel like if you're taking that much pumpkin in, I don't know.
I think you're right.
The difference is so stark with that apple pie difference. I think that's interesting, too, that apple pie can be.
Hey, apple pie needs its day. I mean, apple pie, as American as apple pie, right? It makes sense, But that one's more, pumpkin pie is very specifically seems to be this time of year, right? Thanksgiving, but also Christmas. People break out the pumpkin pie for that. Apple pie is good basically year round.
Yeah.
It can be any time. So that'd be interesting to see if it takes the lead.
A nice June afternoon or something, or at night.
Slab
in the
of
summer.
Ice cream on there or something.
In the middle of winter here.
Yeah.
Any time.
Doesn't matter.
It's a really good time for it. I could see that. Do you have a when it comes to pies that are kind of associated with certain holidays, do you have to have that pie that day, or do you like to try something different, like rhubarb?
Personally, no. I have no loyalty to any specific pie for anything like that. I mean, pumpkin pie for me is like pretty down on the list just because it's not as interesting to me as other pies are. Like you said, rhubarb. Ooh, I like a good strawberry rhubarb. Mm. One of my favorite pies, right? I love pecan pie, But that's not something you see as much here in the Midwest as you would, like, say, in the South.
Yeah.
It's much bigger down there, especially this time of year. So, I like to mix it up.
Gen Zers and millennials also don't dig pecan pie. Apple pie is their favorite, but they're also more likely to prefer chocolate pie and sweet potato pie.
The chocolate, so it's their fault. Okay, that's why we got chocolate pie on there, which is just so vague. I need to know more, people. What kind of chocolate? What does it look like? What does it taste like? I need to know. We, inquiring minds, need to know.
Yes, yes. We get this from Pam. Pumpkin pie with whipped cream. Wanted to buy one yesterday, but the store didn't have one.
Uh-oh, it was out.
Oh, that's rough.
Oh,
that's
no.
Rough. Feel for you, Pam. I think there's like, I think my dad ran into this too, because there's like two slices at the folks' house, mm-hmm. and I know one of them was mine. It was going to be mine. I'm not taking it from my mom. I'm not doing that.
No, don't do that.
I have never claimed to be an intelligent man, but I know better than that. I know not.
From past experience, you know better than to take that piece, yes.
Air fryers have become a sensation over the past few years, mm-hmm. With people jamming everything into them. And you can even make jam in an air fryer.
Speaking of jam.
I saw a video on that the other day. I thought that was interesting.
Wow.
But air fryers are not coming out for Thanksgiving. Butterball released the results of an annual Thanksgiving survey. 87% of people say that they are planning to serve turkey on Turkey Day. 76% said it'll be a whole turkey. Mm. And 51% said turkey is the best part of the meal. When asked how they intend to prepare the turkey, though, 74% of people are sticking with the classic, roasting it in the oven.
Right.
8% said that they will smoke it.
Ooh, smoked turkey.
5% will use an electric roaster.
Okay.
3% are deep frying it.
Mm.
2% will be grilling it. And 1% are air frying it.
Grilling a whole, like a whole turkey?
I'm not
sure. Wow. How do you do that? I'd be curious to see how that works.
I would like to try that.
Yeah.
I would like to try that. That seems worth the attempt.
And you need
I don't know if you break it up. I don't know what you're doing there.
And you may need a mighty large air fryer to air fry a turkey.
Yeah. 7% said other. Like, what other thing are you doing? What are you going to, I don't know.
Well, where we're going for Thanksgiving this year, this is one of the first times we're going to have deep fried turkey, because that's what our host is going to be doing, which I'm excited because I'm really looking forward to tasting it, because I don't know. I don't think I've ever had it before. So
I've already kind of angered the turkey people out there and everything with my, the way I eat.
Butterball has a file on you, man.
Yeah, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them. It's a smart move. It actually probably is pretty smart for most people and most organizations to have a file on me. But with this,
we've only got one file. Who's this James Maloff? I don't understand.
Let's hang on to it. Yeah. It'll come in handy. But for me, if I could try turkey in a different way, yes.
Give it a chance, yeah.
I'm so bored with it. It is the mashed potatoes of meat to me. It doesn't have a flavor. And I've had, and this is not a shot at the people that have made turkey that I've had in my life. I've been very fortunate to be around a lot of great cooks. It's my taste buds. Mm. It's me. It's not the turkey's fault. It's not the cooker's fault. It's my fault. It's just my taste buds. They're just bad.
Everyone
have weird taste buds.
I don't think you have bad taste buds. Weird. I can get aboard, but I would say bad.
Definitely a little off.
Yeah.
A little weird. Like they fit in with the rest of me. The average guest list people expect at their Thanksgiving dinner this year is about 9 people, which is the most since the pandemic. So that's kind of nice to hear.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
In the same survey in 2020, the average person expected 5 people. So that increased to 6 in 2021 and 2022 and 7 last year. So it's been
building up again. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's encouraging. Cool. Yeah. That is very encouraging. Seth and I will be back with the Elk Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's coming up right here on the morning show at WFHR. You heard the Fab Four. It is time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and celebrate our great friends over at El Cafe.
We do.
Go visit them. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards, everybody. And a quick note from our friends at El Cafe. They are going to be closed tomorrow so that they can spend time with their friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
But today they are here for you. They're going to be doing if you're doing any last minute holiday shopping for those turkey dinners, you can stop by. Mm-hmm. Certainly get a good, get your belly full before you're heading out and everything.
You need the energy, man, to do that.
Enjoy a great, some great specials, great meals. They got a breakfast special, a turkey fiesta breakfast nachos.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds really good.
Their lunch special is a roast turkey dinner.
Enjoy.
Buy local, support local, support those that support this community. Support us, our good friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today. And again, keep in mind, they are closed tomorrow.
Yes.
Of course, we want more of these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Get them to us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up.
715-424-2600 is the number to call, because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun. We're telling you, man. There's nothing like wishing someone a birthday live on the air.
And while, you know, I was thinking about this, too, and certainly during the regular weeks and everything, mm-hmm. The kids are in school. But on holiday weeks like this, where mm-hmm. the kids are out of school,
yep.
have them call in with a birthday or anniversary. We love that.
That's true. We do love that. Yeah.
Love hearing from you guys, and love when you're able to call in. Please feel free to. 715-424-2600. Keep in mind, everybody, this is going to be a longer one, because
yeah, lots to cover today.
Yeah. We're covering today through Sunday.
Yes.
We got a lot of birthdays. I don't remember the last time we had one like this.
It's been, I don't know if we've ever done this, at least since I've been here.
So, Seth, I need a one or a two.
Okay, one.
All right. And then I'm going to need another one or a two.
Two.
All righty. And one more time, a one or a two.
One. One, two,
all
one,
right.
two.
All right. There
one,
we
two.
Go. There we go. Got our qualifier. So, oh, and then I need a one
oh.
through four.
Oh, wow. Well, three, I guess.
All right. Gives us the qualifier. So, let's get right into it. And we wish a very happy birthday to start things off to Jesse Austin.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Enjoy your day. Mm-hmm. Hope it's a good one for you, Jess. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier for today, Barb Thorson.
Happy birthday, Barb.
Enjoy the day, Barb. Hope mm-hmm. it is a great one for you.
Yep.
On Thursday, happy Thanksgiving birthday to Eve Day.
Happy birthday, Eve.
Enjoy your day, Eve. Wish you a good one. And our qualifier on Thursday, Sherry Odom.
Happy birthday, Sherry. Congratulations.
Wishing you a good day.
Yes. I wonder, you know, it'd be interesting to know people who are born this time of year, how many times Thanksgiving falls on their birthday.
Yeah.
Because this is like, I believe this is the latest that, yeah, it is, that Thanksgiving can be any given year. So this can't happen all that often for people with birthdays at the end of November.
Yeah. On Friday, we wish a happy birthday to Joe Bachman.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Our good friend from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Mm-hmm. Joe also works pretty heavily with Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater.
He does. And, helps out a lot there.
Stuff mm-hmm. around here and everything. Appreciate the work that he puts into this community, into the arts, and certainly to Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Mm-hmm. The work that's being done over there, you guys, do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube, subscribe to their page, and keep up to date on all the good work that they're doing.
Yes.
And follow them on social media, too, because they're releasing new videos all the time. And, it's a great way to promote what they're doing and promote it on your pages and your things.
Yes.
You know, support the arts around here and great people like Joe. Happy birthday,
it's
Joe.
All of our community theater.
Yeah. Happy birthday to our qualifier on Friday, Karen Peters.
Happy birthday, Karen.
Enjoy the day, Karen.
Yes.
On Saturday, we wish a happy birthday to Jack Harris.
Jack, happy birthday.
Enjoy the day, Jack. Hope it's mm-hmm. a good one for you. And then on Sunday, we've got four birthdays to celebrate.
Wow.
First up, a happy birthday to Tim Anderson.
Tim, happy birthday.
Wishing you a good day, mm-hmm. Tim. Happy birthday to Tom Socks.
Happy birthday, Tom Socks. Wow, it's what a great last name.
Great last name.
Yeah.
It's a really good one.
Awesome.
Enjoy the day, Matt.
Yep.
I hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to Jacqueline Hittner.
Happy birthday, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, I think that name sounds pretty familiar.
It sounds a little familiar to me. Hittner.
Yeah. Jacqueline, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. And I hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Bobby Dilley.
Bobby, happy birthday on Sunday.
It feels like forever.
Yeah. It does.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Yep.
You got a great name, Bobby.
Yep.
Bobby Dilley. That's a good
name. That's a great name.
Enjoy your day.
Love it.
Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going, bud?
When you grill a turkey, don't you put it on the rotator thingy?
Yeah.
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 You can when you roast a turkey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I just have to clarify that.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
That's all right.
A good clarification. Mm-hmm. That's good. Hey, are you going to be in with us later today? You going to be stopping by today for the interview? No? Okay. All right.
We'll have to wait in suspense,
well,
I guess.
Well, we do want to wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Bud. Thank you for calling in. Thank you. We appreciate your call. We appreciate you guys out there. Thanks so much for calling up and joining us. Again, a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating.
Right. Were those all birthdays?
Yeah.
Yeah. No anniversary. Wow. People don't get married this time of year.
I was going to ask this off air. I really was. I apologize if this is like typing or whatever, but I didn't know if with your, you know, you and Beth and with what Beth's job, right. I didn't know if she, you guys would have more insight on this than far as like why it seemed weird to me. I guess I could see people not getting married in November or late in November or near Thanksgiving.
Because it could be near Thanksgiving. You'd never know, you know, what day it's going to fall on. So that might have, I bet you that's something to do with it.
I am certainly no expert on these things. You may even be better off taking the opposite of what I say, but it feels like this would be a great time to get married. You've already got, like, you have the wedding today, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. You already got family in town.
I'm telling you. Yeah. And then tomorrow you have a big Thanksgiving feast, right? Boom. And there you go. Yeah.
Knock them all both out right away. You get the anniversary and Thanksgiving done.
That only happens when you're a couple of times every, you know, while you're married, because then next year it'll be nowhere near your anniversary.
Yeah, that would be tough. Thank you, Beth. Beth said that Thanksgiving Day would have been her parents' wedding anniversary. So there you go. They had the right idea.
They had it down. Very smart.
We take a look at our celebrity birthdays real quick here. And Jaleel White is 48.
Wow.
Urkel is 48.
Wow, I didn't realize he was like our age.
Yeah.
But that makes sense now that I think about it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I am not going to do the... I knew that.
No, no.
I just did it.
You just did it.
Charlotto Copley is 51. Amazing in District 9. Incredible work in District 9. That movie really is incredible. Mm. I really think that's one of those movies that stands out to me. Cool. Bree and I were getting into it the other day talking about it. It's got so many layers to it as far as social consciousness and socially and everything. It's one of those...
Like all the best sci-fi does, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Talk about the future. It's talking about what's happening right now.
Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Like, there's plenty of decent sci-fi that's about the dystopian future, blah, 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 all that. It seems like all the great sci-fi, for as far-fetched and wild as it may be, has to have some elements of reality or current times in it and everything. Yep. Chappie, another great one. He was in that one. The A-Team, Elysium, and Maleficent. Really good
character. That's a good career.
Really good actor. Let's see here. Elizabeth Marvel is 55. President Keen in Homeland. She is Heather in House of Cards. Fisher Stevens is 61. Love Fisher Stevens.
Yeah, he's good.
Marvin in The Blacklist. Steve Guttenberg's buddy in Short Circuit. That's a rough role for him.
Yeah.
Did not age well that
way. No,
one.
No.
But Fisher Stevens, Hackers, a bunch of other great roles he had over the years, and he's turned into a really good director.
That's always so cool.
Yeah, there was a movie came out a little while ago about the Beckmans, and they did it mainly, David Beckman did not want to do that. He had a lot of offers. He did it because he got to know Fisher Stevens, and he felt comfortable with him.
Right. You know, you hear about actors becoming directors. I tell you, it is not easy. To make the transition. There's not many actors that can do it and make it like the career instead of acting. So I always take my hat off to people like that, because that's not easy to do.
As impressive as Clint Eastwood's career has been, nothing to me is more impressive than him being told by Hollywood, "We're done with you," and being like, "No, you're not. I'm going to get behind the camera." You didn't see that coming, did you?
And
you didn't see
Dirty Harry get behind the camera.
And that's the other part of it, too. An Oscar-winning director. Just impressive. Mm-hmm. Caroline Kennedy is 67. She was Neil Diamond's inspiration for Sweet Caroline.
That's right.
It's pretty interesting.
I'm curious what she thinks about that.
Absolutely.
Especially where it is now, where the song is used at sporting events. Yeah.
And Bill Nye, the Science Guy, is 69.
Wow. Oh, I love Bill Nye.
Just an incredible guy.
Great science communicator.
I love people that can explain the most complex, interesting things and break it down so people like I can understand it.
Those are the best people.
Bill Nye has been doing that almost my whole life, it feels like. You know, if not him, Mr. Wizard, you know, guys like that, people like that.
For kids, yeah.
Of course, Neil deGrasse Tyson is another one.
Carl Sagan was one of those, yep.
Mm-hmm. Bill Nye, though, came around. I got late into that. My brother and sister were really into him, and I was babysitting them once and watching them, and they're watching the show, and there's a part where they come back from commercial, and it's just Bill standing in front of, I think, the Hoover Dam or something like that. He's just standing in front of it, and he looks over his shoulder, looks at the dam, looks at the camera, looks over at the dam, looks at the camera, and he goes, "That's a lot of damn power." Just I'd be a fan of that guy forever. Forever. I don't care if he, whatever he does in his life or his career, the comedic timing he had with that bit was perfect.
Generational. My kids love him. Yeah. They know who he is, and they've seen videos, and they love him too. So
it's good. Some people no longer with us, like James Avery, born on this day in 1945, Uncle Phil on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yes. I knew that name.
That's funny. I actually, every once in a while, find myself watching clips from that show just for various reasons. Mm-hmm. And there was one where there was a pool hall scene. And Uncle Phil comes in, and Will has been hustled. And Uncle Phil comes in, and it looks like he's going to lose like $400 or something because he's horrible at pool. And then he goes, Jeffrey, hand me Lucille. And Jeffrey pulls out the club.
The cue,
and
of course, yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Phil was hustling him and everything. And it's how he got himself through college or something like that.
Oh, wow.
But I go back, and I see his performance time and time again. And nothing against Will Smith, who is an incredible actor. James Avery stole that show.
He was so good. And it's so hard to do. Sitcom acting is very specific, and it's hard to be like deep with it because it's surface stuff. You know, it's broad. You know, that's the thing with sitcoms. So if you're able to wring out, you know, some kind of, you know, something to different, a little something then you're doing a good job.
Also born on this day, Jimi Hendrix, born in 1942, passed away in 1970. There's just nothing there's nothing that hasn't been said about Jimi Hendrix that I'm going to say. I'm not going to say anything new or different about him. But when it comes to whether it's, you know, I wants to go into the and serve our country and it doesn't work. Wants to be a creative but doesn't know where to put those creative outlets. Wants to play guitar but all they have is right-handed guitars. Whatever happened, he just kept on doing his thing and kept trying to move forward. Mm-hmm. So many people get okay, this doesn't work out. Well, forget it. Mm-hmm. You know, but just a guy that kept on working at things. A true creative. Mm-hmm. Being a creative is not about necessarily when things are rolling and things are going good. Mm-hmm. It's what do you do to make this happen when everything is going against you or everything doesn't seem to be working. And you're like, oh, I give up. There's a million creatives out there that we'll never hear from because it's a right-handed guitar. How am I ever going to learn to play that? I'm left-handed. Yep. I give up. Then there's the Jimi Hendrixes that are like, well, I'm just going to restring it, even though I know nothing about restringing a guitar, and I've never done anything like this before. I'm going to figure it out myself as a kid or whatever. And that's that. Whether you like Jimi Hendrix or not, or think he was a great guitarist, I think that spirit. I don't know how anybody can't get behind that spirit. Mm-hmm.
It's a couple of real quick stories about that. He was quote unquote discovered by Chaz Chandler, who was the bassist for the Animals and went into management. And he said, you know, there's no question why he was so good. He had the guitar on 16 hours a day. He said he would take it into
incredible.
He would take it into the bathroom because he liked the sound the sound bouncing off the walls, you know, the tile in the bathroom kind of thing. And his bassist for the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Noel Redding, he said, like, yeah, he played a right-handed guitar upside down, but he could play it right-handed, no problem. No. He was ambidextrous. He could do. I mean, he was amazing.
It's incredible.
Amazing.
There will never be another one like him.
No.
There'll never be
original.
The same thing can be said for Bruce Lee, born on this day in 1940.
Wow.
Passed away at the young age of 32. Way too young, of
way
course.
Way too young.
Much like his son, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I've mentioned, I say this randomly, that Bruce Lee is my favorite action star of all time, by far and away. But I say that in major part because he was also a really, really good actor. Mm-hmm. He was a great actor. Mm-hmm. And to be able to combine those worlds. Mm-hmm. I think Bruce Willis is a very similar story. Mm-hmm. Very solid, strong actor. Never really got a lot of opportunities to show how good he could act. Mm-hmm. But we all knew he could yippee-ki-yay, he could do that, you know, and being able to do that. Bruce Lee never got the opportunity to show the drama side of those kind of things he could do. So he made it, and he knew he wouldn't. Mm-hmm. He knew he would never get those opportunities back then, being typed and all that.
Man.
He was lucky to be in the Green Hornet, you know. It was difficult for an Asian actor to get a role, let alone
any role.
Yeah. So he knew he was not only typed, he was in this box. Mm-hmm. Unless I can kung fu kick, nobody's going to cast me in something. Mm-hmm. So he found ways to incorporate that and to make himself valuable and to find ways to be creative. Mm-hmm. Bruce Lee, every scene you ever saw him in, every fight scene, he choreographed that. And 90% of them, I've heard directors that directed him say this, 90% of the scenes are actually slowed down because the camera couldn't keep up with his fists.
It wouldn't look good, right?
He was too fast for technology, Seth. Like, that's just incredible. Just an incredible
artist. People forget, man, when those movies that he put out in the early 70s were so huge. They started a whole kung fu, like, phenomenon. We got the show Kung Fu. That's because of that. We saw comic books. We saw all kinds of stuff. They were so big.
He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT to me. That is going to do it for our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We appreciate you all getting us all these birthdays and anniversaries. We hope that you guys have a great one. A special shout out to our friends at El Cafe.
Yeah.
They will be off tomorrow. No El Cafe. They will not be open tomorrow. We hope they enjoy their friends and family and their Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. We got Phil Hartley on the phone. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James. How's things going?
Doing good over here. How is everybody over there at QPP?
Yeah, we're putting a light in the fire in the middle of the place, getting warmed up a little bit.
yeah, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea. We
I should know what to do with that.
If only you had some paper to burn. If only no. it's a cold one out there, Phil. And you know, if you need a place to warm up, head on over to Quality Plus Printing and check out some of the great things that they have offered for you over there and all the different things they can do. What are some of the projects you guys have been up to, Phil? I imagine it's been a busy week.
Yeah, it has been a busy week. I think a lot of people getting their projects in for the holidays, and they're trying to get them to us, you know, before Thanksgiving. So yeah, we've been printing and getting together the Cranberry Classic program books. Really nice place that they hand out during the Cranberry Classic at Assumption this weekend. And that's quite a big project for us. So I want to thank the people at Assumption who give us quite a bit of business and great to work with. So, yeah, we've been doing that. And, of course, the coloring books are all done and ready to be handed out starting tonight.
All right.
How exciting awesome. That is. Yeah. And that's I mean, we're excited about our word of the week and everything. But really, that's what this is about. Having Phil on to be able to remind everybody about those awesome coloring books. They're going to be handed out at the Rekindle of the Spirit Today parade. Right, Phil?
Yeah, they're going to be having them there. We're going to bring 1,000 of them over there and try to get rid of all of them.
Woo.
Very cool.
Nice.
Very, very cool.
And, of course, then we print another 1,000 that over the next couple of weeks we'll get to places like the Boys and Girls Club and Therapies Plus and just in a lot of different schools and churches that deal with children that could have some fun with these. So, and if anybody has a charity or a cause or going to be doing something with children through the holidays, please give us a call and we'll save some for you that you can and take for you know and have for free, of course.
Yeah.
If there is anybody out there randomly that happens to be listening and they're not a part of an organization or something, but they really want their kid to get one of those, Phil, can they just stop by?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Anytime after Thanksgiving here, when we open back up on Monday, please, yeah, just stop on in. We will definitely keep some extra in my office here, and we'll be gladly hand them out. And we try to do that, too. When we see kids come in with their parents, we give them away as well, you know, throughout the year. Yeah, bring it. Come on in. They're really nice. Tracy did a great job designing them again, and I want to thank you guys over there for helping to get the word out about these and helping to sponsor them, too. So thank you guys.
Proud to. Very proud to. And a shout out to Tracy, your whole team. You guys do amazing work. And really, some of the best work you do really is on this coloring book. And I don't mean necessarily, certainly the actual graphic and all that and the work that is being done. Just the effort and the spirit of this. It's really cool. And it's part of the reason why we continue to chant, buy local, support local, because of businesses like this.
Yes, indeed.
Phil, what is our word of the week for today? What is our wicked awesome word of the week?
Going with the theme of the caliber, kind of a requital.
Ooh, requital. That's a good one.
Ooh.
With requital means something given in return. So it's kind of the season to give.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's a good one.
Coloring books are. We're giving them back out because of the support the community gives to us, you know?
Right. That's a good one.
Was there, so I thought that'd be a cool word. So I was looking for something that meant like kind of like gratitude, because obviously that's a big thing at Thanksgiving here. But I thought, well, requital, that's kind of one you don't use every day, so that might be a different one.
I like it. I like
Me too.
That's a good one. And it's one that we're getting out there. Like, you can get your words out there at Quality Plus Printing, everybody. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to do that. Phil, I don't want to keep you too long. It's a holiday week. Want to get you out and to get you back to work and everything so you can get out of there and get home to your family.
Right.
Really do appreciate you. thanks for joining us, Phil.
Put together for tonight, so I got to go home and finish that.
Yeah, all right, there you go. Yeah, lots of work to do.
Save some energy. But we really appreciate you joining us, man. And thanks to our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Mm-hmm. Want to remind everybody to get all your printing needs with our friends over there. We have got the this is just one holiday out of the way.
Yep,
there's a huge marathon of holidays coming up
through the month
of December. For any kind of things that you're looking for, reach out to Quality Plus for your printing needs. Thanks for joining us, Phil.
Yeah, thank you guys. Really appreciate you. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your families, too.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving, Phil.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, Phil. And all of our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Visit them today at 3515 A Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call. It's 423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to look them up on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the great things that they are doing over there.
Yes,
Quality
indeed.
Plus Printing is also, of course, the sponsor of Playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to join us tonight from 5 to 6 for Playmakers. We'll be here last time this week. Get all your sports takes and feelings out a little bit later.
There's like I hear there's football games coming up on Thursday.
Oh,
you know,
it's
just a rumor.
You know? I don't believe in coincidences in life, Seth.
Okay.
Right as we started talking about this, who calls in but one of our favorite listeners and callers on Playmakers? How's it going, Kev?
You must be screening calls, or you got caller
identified. I had a feeling on that one, man. I had a feeling, and I'll be honest with you, as I was pulling up the pod here, I'm like, oh, if it's not him. I'm going to be hurting somebody's feelings, I feel like. How you doing, man?
Oh, not too bad. I guess I kind of missed what you were your segue into this, so you might have to refresh me a little bit here.
Well, I was just talking about thanking Quality Plus appreciate them and everything.
Oh, for the okay. Well, you know, you guys were going through the birthdays and anniversaries, and you guys were talking about Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a little older, just not much, but I'm a little older than you guys. And my kids kind of got to the Bill Nye stuff, but back in our days, guys, you remember Mr. Goodbody?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Goodbody.
Slim Goodbody.
Now, that was the one where the body was outside. He had the suit on.
The
right?
organs,
oh,
yeah.
The organ, the you curly could see hair. The,
yep.
Yeah, yeah. That guy was freaky. That guy
yeah,
was.
Yeah, the muscle stocking on. It was weird.
It was. I understood the point of it. I liked the attempt and all these things. For one, I don't know if that would like make it nowadays. I don't know how well that would go nowadays. But two, I know he was trying to be friendly, but there was something about the fact that he was always smiling. Like, even when he was trying to just say something, like, he's just always smiling. I don't know. There was something about it bugged me. But it wasn't hard to, freak me out as a kid. Like,
that's true.
The Shining didn't do it, but Mr. Goodbody did.
With his organs on the outside.
I'm
that
done.
Was the creepy.
I'm done. There's no figuring me out. That's a good reference, man. I forgot about
that
him.
That was good, yeah.
I forgot about him.
You guys are, kind of talking about some of the other ones, too, but I was sitting here thinking, and then I looked it up, and I was like, Mr. Goodbody.
Yeah, that's it. I couldn't think of it.
I knew it, but that guy was kind of weird, and don't know how well it would go over just nowadays.
No.
The way things are,
I went back and watched some Mr. Wizard, like, a couple of years ago, and I was just curious to see what that show was like, because it seemed like such a stripped-down show.
Mm-hmm.
It was really all focused on the science. There wasn't a lot of pomp and circumstance or anything like that. I went back and watched it, and I can't say this for certain. He was a great guy and a really good teacher, and, again, one of those people that I felt could break things down to where even I could understand it, or kids could understand.
Right.
It feels a little bit like, towards the end of the run of that show, he was getting a little bit like, these kids. Do you not get it? Come on, Timmy. Gosh dang it, Timmy. Please.
I love that.
Rub the balloons together, Timmy. Just rub the balloons together. It felt like he was getting a little bit towards the end of the run.
He had had enough,
right.
You know?
Yeah. He's a good guy, though. Good guy. We appreciate you, Kev. Thanks so much for calling in, man.
All right, you guys have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll chat hopefully for victory Monday.
Yes. Yeah. We're looking forward to it. Looking forward to talking to you on Monday. Safe travels out there. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. We are thankful to all you consistent listeners and callers. Thank
you
so much.
We love you.
Really, really do. We'll be back with more show on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Perfect Thanksgiving song. No, yeah. I don't. No, no, it's not.
The next bumper is going to be nothing but war songs. That's what it's going to be, all war.
Yes. Cisco Kid was a friend of mine. Yep, that's going to go.
Can't we be friends?
We watch our ratings go down, just go down. Except for the war fans out there.
Yeah,
right? All three of them.
All of a sudden, we had a spike. I don't know what happened.
My dad and two other people. That's it. We got some Thanksgiving sides for you here, some Thanksgiving facts, just some random facts and different stuff about Thanksgiving Day. Kind of
cool.
We have these have an expiration date, and we've got to get them out now because they'll
go rancid on you, man.
Yeah, we don't want these things sitting around. Facts sitting around. The American Farm Bureau claims a basic Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people should cost about $58 this year.
Okay.
But a poll found the average can be up to $170 for some, depending on how big the family is and how much fixins you're putting in there, I suppose. Another poll found that if you factor in food, it can get a little bit even higher.
Okay.
So nothing too, mind-shattering there.
Right.
42% of us will lean on restaurants for Thanksgiving this year. 42%.
That's higher than I expected.
Way higher. I would have barely went into the double digits. Barely.
How about that?
That includes people who are going out to eat, but also people who are just ordering one or two things to supplement their meal.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that kind of bumps up the total there a little bit. Is that considered eating out, though, if you order
I feel like that's a real. I feel like when we don't have a name for something in life, we just throw it into another category.
Yeah, right. Come on.
It's what we do with music and movies, and we do it with stuff like this too. Around one in five people plan to attend a Friendsgiving this year.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate those. I admit I'm not big on some of these things, but the whole Galentine's Day thing for women with Valentine's Day and single women, or Friendsgiving when when I was living in California, Friendsgiving like really, really helped me out. I missed my family like crazy, man. Mm-hmm. And having that, it made it so much smoother. I still miss my family, but I didn't. I wasn't sitting there sad or anything like that. Yep. It was more of I'm sure they're doing good. I'm going to go to this aquatic zoo that I've never been to before and see a gigantic whale.
That's cool.
There and everything. It was awesome. But, they had it's in Santa Barbara. And it's in San Francisco. And if you ever get a chance to go to this aquatic zoo in San Francisco, I cannot encourage you enough to. I've just never been to an aquatic zoo before. Mm. And they had part of the ocean that was. The building was built so that part of the ocean went into the,
that's really
the
cool.
zoo. It was so cool. It was really interesting.
Yep.
Helping out in the kitchen might help you get lucky. Poll found 75% of people are more attractive if you cook.
Really?
Yeah, they find you more attractive if you cook.
75%. That's high, man.
That's a high number.
That's right. At least I know I can eat. No.
There's something about being able to take care of yourself as well as help others.
Shocking, really? That you don't need to.
It seems people like people that could handle themselves. They could take care of themselves.
That would make sense, Take care of yourself.
Yeah. 6% of Americans say that they'll almost definitely argue about politics, and another 11% said it's somewhat likely. So 1 in 6 are bracing themselves for that. And we went through this yesterday a bit. I've done this for a long time, and I come from a very political family. And I would get, now back in the day, I would just get burnt out of any topic that was just if they were talking about movies too much, I would get burnt out. I just was that kind of kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the time is my uncle or my grandfather would be bickering or barking about something. I would just randomly ask about football stuff, like just random football questions,
right.
or the weather or something like that. I didn't think of this yesterday, but that's one of the things I think is fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a political statement you're not happy with, you don't like it. Another thing, this weather, like just throw the most bland, random topic at these people and see how they handle it. See, look, the mood is already changed. So you might as well just roll with it and try to, I think, roll with it and try to up the mood and try to, you know, flip the script a little
bit. There's thousands of topics out there. You don't need to do one or two. You can, I mean, there's so much you can talk about. Give me a break.
I think something really important to do, not just now, but in life. If you're sitting there at the Thanksgiving table, nobody's talking politics, but you've got this dying urge to bring it up.
Yeah.
Ask yourself why.
Why?
Why do you feel this need to? It's not even a part of, even if it is, even if somebody brings up politics and they feel they're completely on the other side of the aisle than you, why? Why do you feel like there's a need? Do you genuinely think that anything you are about to say or do is going to change that other person's mind? And is that really what you're trying to do?
That's the thing.
Or is it that you want to feel right or feel important or feel like you know something that somebody else doesn't or something? Because you know what? All of that, that don't matter, man. That don't mean anything. It doesn't do anything in life. And you never get to people talking down to them. Our military even realized this. Our military even understands this. How are you not to? Like, and I don't mean that like our military. Like, I just mean that the military, growing up with many military members and everything, they tend to be pretty stuck in their traditions and what they, the way they do things. Our military has evolved. Our military has gotten smarter and more intelligent and more more human. And has not lost one bit of its strength. I think you could do that at the kitchen table. If our soldiers can do that, I think you can do that.
I mean,
that.
Come on. I would say that what you were saying, James, if someone tries to bring it up and starts to, you know, pick a fight or whatever it is, instead of taking the bait, ask him exactly what you just said. Why are you bringing that up right now? That's making them self-reflect may kill their just the idea of examining their own beliefs. Maybe a way to stop them from doing it.
I also like bringing up fake presidents. Man, Morgan Freeman in Deep Impact, he could have done more. I think that's a great one.
Ranking the fake presidents.
Yes,
the fictional presidents.
Completely flip the script.
Oh, that would be great.
It's a fun one.
That would be fun.
A good one if you need a reference. Kevin Kline and Dave. Like, why couldn't he find a date? Like, how
it's
hard is
to find a
date? Yeah, yeah, come on. That's some good ones. White meat or dark is where we wrap up. White meat or dark. 54% prefer white, 31% prefer dark, and 15% like both equally.
Like both equally. That's pretty cool.
It's not my dad. My dad likes to try a little both. Like,
I think that's gone more. I think more people are liking dark meat these days.
Yeah.
Because I think when we were kids, it seemed like everyone was, white meat was the best kind of thing. So
yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
We will take a time out. We'll come back with more show. The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.